This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Birdseed delivered. The summer solstice happened at 4:13 this morning Central Time, the astrological first day of summer and the longest day of the year. The timing of the June solstice is not based on a specific calendar date or time. It all depends on when the sun reaches its northernmost point from the celestial equator. This is generally a time when many are eating their first strawberries of the season. And in fact, June's full moon is also known as the strawberry moon. Cultures have celebrated this day in a variety of ways, mostly centering around fertility and/or religion. Ancient Greeks celebrated the god of agriculture, Cronus. Many Native American tribes took part in centuries-old midsummer rituals, some of which are still practiced today. The Sioux, for instance, performed a ceremonial sun dance around a tree while wearing symbolic colors. Midsummer was a crucial time of the year for the Vikings. Those Nordic seafarers would meet to discuss legal matters and resolve disputes. They would also visit wells thought to have healing powers and build huge bonfires. Today, Viking summer solstice celebrations are popular among both residents and tourists in Iceland. So what does it all mean for we gardeners? We can believe in magic and fairies and bask in the glow of sunshine as we look to those strawberries and other bounty, and flowers too. Get out there and plant a plant, stroll a forest, run through a prairie, or prance in a puddle. Go to gardenbite.com for more on the celebrations. If you're new to feeding birds, FeedTheBirds.com is the go-to place to learn all about feeding them and keeping them healthy. FeedTheBirds.com birdseed is blended daily and delivered right to your door. Skip the middleman and get the best blends to attract the birds to your backyard. That's FeedTheBirds.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.